What's going on? It's yours truly again, half of the Man to Man Pod. I'm Antoine Bethea. Got my co-host D Butt.
Yes, sir, in the building.
Welcome to Man to Man Picks. This will be something we'll be doing throughout the year. Each and every Saturday, we'll be going through our picks to win the game, and also we'll pick against the spread. So, you know, each and every Saturday, man, y'all could be looking forward to this episode. Mm-hmm. And we're going to jump right into it.
Yes, sir. Week one, man. Got a lot of – week one always tough, though.
Always.
Tough. You know, every team, it's a new team, man, outside of the Bucks. Bucks brought back everybody, coaches, players. So outside of the Bucks, everybody trying out a new team, man. So we're going to get into it. We're picking the games, the winners, picking against the spread. You know, usually be about probably 15, 20 minutes. We'll keep it light, keep it quick. So y'all check this out every Saturday night or Sunday morning before you lock your picks in, man. Before we even get to our picks, actually, make sure y'all do y'all underdog. Go sign up. Use that code, MAN, and put these parlays. Let's see these parlays, these player props. Let's see what AB going into the week with, man. What you got, man?
Man, I got my five-pick player prop parlay, man. For y'all that don't know, a quick $50 bet. You hit all your props, man, get you $1,000, man. So y'all tap in the underdog finish, man.
I hit a couple of these five pieces.
It's a good look. So we're going to start off, man, with Brandon Cooks. Over five receptions. I think he'll be Tyrod Taylor's number one this year. So I think they'll have a They'll have a good relationship with one another, man. So I have Brandon Cooks getting a number of targets, and I think he'll go over five receptions. My second, George Kittle, over 63.5. So I got him getting 64 yards going against the Detroit Lions. He's great after the catch. So I believe that, you know, Jimmy G would definitely find George Kittle, and he'll get over those. He'll get to 64. Adam Thielen, over five receptions. I think Kirk Cousins, he loves Adam, so he definitely sees his targets. You know, he got Justin Jefferson on the other side, so I'm pretty sure he'll see some one-on-one. So I see Adam getting six receptions. My guy, Mike D, on one of my fantasy teams, I have him over 67.5 rushing and receiving. I'm going against Philly. I'm not sure how that Philly defense going to show up this year. So I got Mike Davis, man. I'm hitting that for him. And then my guy, 757 native, man, starting quarterback of the Houston Texans, man.
Man and man alum.
T2, Tyrod Taylor, over 226.5. So I see him getting 227 total yards. And that is my player parlay for week one underdog fantasy, baby.
It's a good prop. I got the rook out there in Philly getting over four catches.
Okay.
I think he's going to be wide receiver one at some point. I think early on they already got a little rapport with Jalen Hurts and him, you know, them Bama boys. Chase Claypool over basically 50. It's at 49.5. So, yeah, I like him getting 50. Going to take a couple shots this week against Buffalo. Diggs getting over 90 yards. Go-to guy. Breakout year last year with Josh Allen. They're on the same accord. Ty Taylor, I'm on the same page with you there. And Brandon Cooks, same. We on the same page there as well. I mean, we all we got with those two. Yeah, so we it. Locked in, man. Let's jump into these picks, man. We're going to fly through these. So the line, week one, Seattle at Indianapolis. Shout out to my coach. We held it down last time Seattle came through. I hope we do it again. Seattle's favored by three. I went with Seattle. I went with them to cover the spread. I went with them to win the game. AB's on the other side. What's your thoughts there, man?
Man, playing at home. I think, you know, they're going in as an underdog, but I just know how that Lucas Oil is going to be rocking. Like you said, last time Seattle came in, got the job done. Defense, I'm leaning on the defense, man. I think they're going to play well. That run game, JT, I think he's going to do well with the three-headed horseman back there in the backfield, man. I think Carson Wentz, he comes out surprised. And I think our young receivers, they'll do their work, man.
Yeah. I hope you're right, man. The reason I went I went with Seattle, man. These last few years, we always start slow for some reason out the gate, man. We got Seattle coming in. Russell Wilson, I think he's the better quarterback. Hopefully, Carson Wentz, you know, he's missed a lot of time this preseason. Hopefully that he picks up where he left off with Frank Wright. But Xavier Rhodes being out on defense is huge because you got DK Metcalf, you got Tyler Lockett out there. Terrain's also going to be out up front. So I'm going to go with Seattle winning this game, but it's a long season. I still got my Colts winning that division. But, you know, I had to go on against my note, heart there. You know, you got to keep
on another note there, though, that Seattle offensive line might be a little suspect.
A little suspect. We got Quiddy Pay up there in D-Foe. We got Big Grove up there. We got some
cats. So, I expect
I hope I'm wrong. This next game, this is a tough one.
Get it.
This is a tough one. Steelers at the Bills. The Bills are favored by 6.5, so pretty much a touchdown favorite on this one. AB, you took the Bills in both. You take them winning the game, and you got them covering the spread. I got them winning the game as well. But I got the Steelers covering the spread. I think the Steelers are going to make this close. I wouldn't be shocked if they won it. My thoughts here, Big Ben, I like what I saw in preseason. He looks fresh, looks a little more trim. The O-line stinks for the Steelers. I mean, they stink. They went and got Najee Harris in the first round running back. I don't think he'll be a big factor in the run game. I do think he'll be a factor in the pass game, though. Got Deontay Johnson, who I think ultimately be receiver one. Got Juju back. And you got Claypool down the field. I think they're going to make some things happen. Joe Hayes on the contract year. TJ Watt, he'll be out there. He's fresh. He ain't do shit all training camp but get paid. You got Melvin Ingram on the other side. Cam Hayward. Devin Bush coming back. All-pro Minka Fitzpatrick. Damn, I might have to change my pick. But, nah, hey, you know that offense.
Like you said, it's definitely this was probably the toughest one this week, but I'm gonna go with the Buffalo. Like you said, winner and the spread. I think the offense, man, they just pick up where they left off last year. You know, Cole Beasley, you got Stephon Diggs, you got Josh Allen, MVP candidate. Then as you go on the defensive side of the ball, you said the O-line stinks. Buffalo always has a solid defense. But again, I think this is gonna be a tough one, but I got the Bills winning and covering the spread.
Bills winning the covering spread. You heard it here. Oh, man, we got a stink show to start it out down there in the South, man.
Toilet Bowl week one, baby.
Toilet Bowl week one. Jaguars at the Houston Texans. The Jaguars are favored by 3. Little history here. I believe the last 12 times, y'all got to fact check this shit. The last 12 times, the number one overall pick has started. They lost. I know you were there game one with Luck. I wasn't there. Did y'all lose to you? I had to lose then.
I don't think we
– game one? Or was it on – it may be on the road. Maybe the number one pick on the road. But game one,
I don't think we lost that.
The Bears or the Vikings? One of those teams. I got there like week 3 or 4, and we beat the Packers. But, who knows? Trevor Lawrence will be starting – AB, you got the Texans winning the game. You got the Texans also covering the spread. So you got the underdogs winning game one with Ty Taylor.
Yeah, man. I think this is up in the air on both ends, man. I don't know what they expect from the Texans. I don't know what they expect from Jacksonville, man. Just to be honest with you, I'm going to rock with my guy T2, man. Both teams are first-year head coaches. Organizations are going through some things on both sides. So, man, this is up in the air. I'm rocking with my guy T2 on the winner and the spread.
And I feel like, you know, they almost going in opposite directions. They should be, at least. You know, the Jaguars, a lot of fresh blood over there, a lot of high expectations, new coach, number one overall pick. And then the Texans, it was a shit show up top. And then the stuff is going on with Deshaun Watson. They do have a veteran in that quarterback. That's why I have them covering the spread. I think it'll be a dogfight. But ultimately, the Jacksonville Jaguars are the more talented team. And I'm giving it an edge, slight edge here, but we won't spend too much time on that.
Yeah.
We got the L.A. Chargers at the Washington football team.
Yes, sir.
I heard something ringing. At the Washington football team, I mean, it's not even a guess where I'm going here. Yeah, even guess where I'm going here. Justin Herbert against a tough defensive front, but they did invest into that offensive line to protect them. I love the weapons outside for LA. And I don't trust Fitzpatrick. I'm gonna be honest with you. You like you on the other side, man. I don't know if this may be a little home team, a little
B&B love here.
What's your thoughts there? I'm
from Newport News, Virginia. We don't got a team. So at the end of the day, I'm leaning on the defense, man. Defense win championships, man. That front seven for the Washington football team. I feel as though they're gonna do work and they're gonna show up and show out week one. Understood with Fitzpatrick, we don't know what we're gonna get. But I think they're gonna lean on that on the run game. You know, we got a man-to-man alumni out there. So we'll see. You know, I definitely believe Justin Herbert and the Chargers got some good weapons out there, a great team. But I'm gonna rock with the football team week one.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned with Eckler. He's had a hamstring injury.
Yeah,
missed a bunch of games last year. I think the football team just put Curtis Samuel IR.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, so I'm feeling good with my pick. I'm sleeping well.
Okay.
Next game, the Sam Darnold Bowl.
Yeah.
Got the New York Jets at the Carolina Panthers. Panthers are favored by 3.5 in this one. Let's see who you will. Oh, okay. We are in agreement. I think it's the
Panthers
first time.
Across the board. Panthers across the board.
Yeah, all Panthers across the board. I think Sam Darnold goes in, handle business, well, holds down the home front, handle business against his old squad. Jets are building, new head coach, new quarterback. Not as many weapons out there. I don't even know who the starting cornerbacks for the New York Jets.
I don't know. But
me either. So.
You know, but with Robert Saleh out there, man, I do believe he's going to have that defense playing hard. Flying around and playing hard. I do believe that. I just think, again, like you just said, I think organizational team-wise, I just think the Panthers are in a better place right now.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Minnesota Vikings at the Cincinnati Bengals. The Vikings are favored by 3 in this one. You got Kirk Cousins against the young boy Joe Burrow and co.
Again,
across the board once again.
Across the board, yeah. So man, on the so yeah, man, you got Kirk Cousins out there. You got Adam Thielen, Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson on the offensive side of the ball. Man, they're gonna move the ball up and down the field on the defensive side. Man, you got my guy Pat P. You got Harrison. Just got that bag. So we're gonna see.
Bag,
man.
I love it.
Yeah, we're gonna see Cincinnati, man. You got Joe Burrow coming off that knee injury. Still got some holes to fill.
You got Jamar Chase out there talking about he trying to find the ball and
hey, come on, man. We're gonna see, man.
Minnesota. I got Minnesota by this four. Tennessee. Arizona Cardinals going out there in Tennessee. Now this was a little
tough too.
Yeah, I took a hard look at this one, but let's see where. Oh, a grid. That's 3 in a row. A grid lock of men. Those might be 3 locks. Hey, you know, whenever you see this on TV, yeah, it's better go the other way. But we agreed across the board here again. I mean, a lot of firepower on offense for the Titans. They made some moves, some necessary adjustments on the defense side. Signed Bud Dupree, signed Jack Rabbit, drafted Caleb Farley. So, yeah, I like the Titans in this one, man. I do, too.
Don't sleep on the Cardinals, though. You know, they made some moves. J.J. Watt, they signed J.J. Watt on the defensive side of the board. They got a young boy in the middle linebacker. Expect to do some big things. Man-to-man alum, Buda Baker back there in the secondary. On the offensive side of the board, they signed A.J. Green. Obviously, you got D-Hop. You got Christian Kirk in the slot. So,
we wouldn't sleep on him at all.
But,
three points at home. I think the Titans will handle business there. San Francisco 49ers at the Detroit Lions. The Niners are favored by 8.5 points. Now, I'm going to take a wild guess here.
It's not a wild guess.
And I'm going to say that we are – yeah.
I agree.
San Francisco across the board – apologies to our producer Tone. I know he's probably got the Lions across the board on his card, but you know, this it is week one, so you never know. Everybody had, I think this was the same line for the Cowboys and the Bucks. Everybody had the Bucks covered, so it's football, shit happens. New era over there in Detroit, too. You got Dan Campbell, you got Jared Goff at quarterback. So hey, but we got Niners across the board over here.
Yeah. Next game. We got Philadelphia at Atlanta. Atlanta's favorite by 3.
And it's favorite by 3 at home. Okay, almost in agreement across the board. So, AB, you got the Falcons winning, and you got the Falcons covering the spread. Clearly, you have not learned your lesson about betting on the Falcons yet.
It's a new year, man. It's a new year, man. You know, Matty Ice. You know, we got Kyle Pitts, man, really. Then my guy, Mike Davis, man, in the backfield. So I just figured the offense, man, they're going to hopefully pick it up and do what they do. And, again, on that offense, on the defense side of the ball with the Philadelphia Eagles, man, I just don't – I'm not confident. And then on the offensive side, you know, you do have some weapons, but it's yet to be seen. So, again, like we said, it's one. But I got Falcons the win and the cover the spread.
I actually got Falcons winning, and this was almost deadlocked for me. But being that the Falcons are at home, they have the more veteran quarterback, I went with the Falcons. I gave them the edge to win the game. But I think Jalen Hurts and that young Philly team, they both got new head coaches, Arthur Smith on the Atlanta sideline, and then Nick Sirianni on the Eagles sideline. But I think Atlanta wins it, wins a close one. Philly makes it close. Covers the spread. So
this next one should be a dog fight. Should be a good game. Yep. Got Green Bay and New Orleans.
Green Bay and New Orleans.
Green Bay is favored by 3.5. I think this is going to be a real tough one. As we click to this next slide, we're going to see where me and D-Bud went. And again, man, we're in agreement. Green Bay across the board, but I think it's going to be much tougher than you know people may expect. I think Jameis is going to have a great, great season out there in New Orleans. I think and I hope he does. But again, with A-Rod, man, had coming in fresh, man. No OTAs.
Yeah, man. I don't see this one being close. I was surprised at the small spread, actually. It's a 3.5-point spread. The Saints are, quote unquote, at home. I think they'll be playing at Jacksonville, actually, because of obviously what's going on in Louisiana.
Yep.
Thoughts and prayers, everybody down there. So they won't be at home, but they'll be in Jacksonville. But yeah, I mean, obviously the quarterback, you know, you got A-Rod. Jameis Winston's more than capable, obviously, but he don't have a lot around him offensively. Mm-hmm. And you give A-Rod, I got the Packers winning, Packers covering, too much firepower. I love that safety duo over there in Green Bay, too. You got that safety duo, and you got one of the top corners in the league with Jaire Alexander. And you're going up against an offense with not a bunch of top-tier pass catchers. That's a good recipe for a defensive coordinator. So I'm going with the Packers. We agree, Packers across the board. Oh, the Bama quarterback bowl. We got the Miami Dolphins against the New England Patriots. The New England Patriots at home are favored by 3 points, starting a rookie. Mac Jones.
Yep.
So who you got in this one? Let's see. Yum.
New England, baby.
Patriots across the board. Damn, it's a surprise. I expect to see a Dolphin somewhere in this one.
Now, I expect it on your side. But, again, man, you got the Patriots, man. You got a lot of people coming back on the defense, man. A lot of big-time players. So, you know, I know the defense is going to be ready to play. Mac Jones, like you said, you got the Bama quarterbacks going head-to-head. I just like New England in this matchup.
Yeah, I like them. I just think, you know, the quarterbacks to me, it may be a toss-up. But I like Mac Jones' system and weapons a little bit more right now than the Miami Dolphins. Obviously, he's a rookie. But on the Dolphins side, you got Tua. I feel like Tua's kind of a rookie at this point, honestly. Yeah. You got Jalen Waddle. You got some other parts.
He's definitely not a rookie. Can't give him that. He's definitely not a rookie. He got some play time last year when I didn't think he should have gotten it, but he got some play time. So he's definitely not a rookie. He got Devontae Parker.
Preston, well, yeah, you got something, but
you got some weapons. He has some weapons out there.
Yeah, but we got the Patriots across the board.
Yep. Divisional battle. It'll be good to see.
It'll be good to see. Now we got the Chiefs. Well, the Browns, Cleveland Browns at the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs are 5.5-point favorites. If you did any betting last year against the spread, you know the Chiefs won a lot of games. They did not cover a lot. So 5.5 points here. Oh, we got some mixed helmets here. I like it. So we got the same
thing.
What was you thinking in your side? Probably same.
Man, AB, what was I thinking? Kansas City's going to win. You know, high-powered offense. You know, going to put some points up on the board, man. And Cleveland, I think he's going to be a really, really good team this year, offensively and defensively. Offensively, you know, I'm getting OBJ back. You know, you got Jarvis Landry. And then obviously the two-headed monster, Kareem Hunt, Chubb in the backfield. And I think Baker Mayfield is making those steps. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I think defensively the Browns are going to be great. And that's why I have them covering the spread. I think the defense is going to come up short. I think the offense is going to play well. I just think Kansas City just going to have too much firepower offensively.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the Kansas City Chiefs win a close game. Browns make it close. You know, wouldn't be shocked if they found a way to win it. But
yeah,
I got the Chiefs. If I had to bet on the winner, I'm betting on the Chiefs. And then I'm betting on the Browns to cover. For all the reasons you said, we got the same picks. And, you know, for a lot of the same reason. Now, this, I believe this is the Sunday night game. Chicago Bears at Los Angeles Rams, 7.5-point spread going in favor of the Rams, of course. Let's see what we got here. Oh, so you got the Rams. We both have the Rams winning.
Yeah.
I have the Rams covering the spread as well, and you have the Bears covering the spread on your side. I got to know why.
Man, you know, a solid defense over there, man. Solid defense. And I think they'll come to play. Again, I just feel as though where the Bears are lacking is on that offensive side of the ball. You know, even though, you know, you got Montgomery, you know, you got Andy Dalton, but I just don't think they'll live up, you know, to the ability to match the play.
Got,
so,
you know, that's you got why Allen I got Robinson over here. You got – I don't think they should be starting Andy Dalton. I don't like Matt Nagy calling the plays. I do like Matt Stafford and Sean McVay.
Yeah.
And I do like that defense, too, with Raheem Morris at the helm, who's been a head coach, been a DC in the league. And then you got arguably the greatest defensive player of all time with Aaron Donald. And then Jalen Ramsey, who's also part of that 99 club. So yeah. I don't see this game being close. L.A. across the board for me. And then what's the next one we got? Denver Broncos, favored by 3. At the New York Giants. You went with the Broncos winning and covering the spread. I got the Broncos winning a very, very close game.
Man,
this was tough for me. Giants covering that small spread.
This was tough for me. And I won't be surprised if the Giants win, man. I think, you know, with DJ, it's going to be a lot of eyes on Daniel Jones this year. Get Saquon back. He got a lot of, you know, weapons out there outside. You got Shep, Darius Slayton, Kenny Galladay. So, and then the defense played strong last year. Before, I don't know, man. I might have to make
it. And they'll be at home, too.
Yeah, I might have to make an edit here.
They'll be at home. I like, you going to change it? You might want to change it.
I might want to change it. You know, you got Von Miller over there on that defensive side with Denver. Got Teddy Two.
You still got time to change it, man. But yeah. I got the Broncos winning, man. I trust Teddy B a hell of a lot more than I trust Daniel Jones. And both good defenses, like you said, both good, very good defenses. But I'm going with the Broncos to win it and the Giants to make it a dog fight at home. And they made it a lot of dog. They were in a lot of dog fights last year. I think they may take that step next step, but it's gonna be all on Daniel Jones.
Yeah,
and I don't have a bunch of faith in them, as you know. So, you know who I had to go with. And I think the Monday night, The Monday night matchup, the Ravens, man, they've been dealing with their fair share of injuries on both sides of the ball, man. Godspeed all those guys who, you know, going through those injuries will probably miss this whole year. But they're still favored by 4.5 going all the way over to the West Coast of Vegas, that beautiful stadium, man. So let's see who we picked here. Ooh, no. Okay. Okay, yeah. Now, this one was a tough one for me. But I saw that the Ravens were still favored by 4.5 with everything they had going on. And obviously, you can see it on my ticket. I got the Ravens still winning a close game. I just think Lamar is too talented at defense. He's still got enough players, and the coaching edge is tilted heavily in the Ravens' favor. So I got them winning, but I do have the Raiders covering that spread, that 4.5-point spread at home. And I see you got the Raiders winning the game and covering the spread.
Well, yeah, man. Like you said, you know, Baltimore going to the West Coast, dealing with a lot of injuries, man. Who knows how the morale is in the locker room where, you know, you're losing three of some of your most important players on the team. You know, you got the Raiders, man, playing in their new stadium, opening a new stadium. You know, their emotions going to be on, going to be high. You know, you got Yannick over there back on that, on the decent side, rushing the quarterback, man. Jacobs running the rock car at the quarterback. You know, you got all that tight end, man. So they got some talent over there. And I just feel as though week one in the new stadium, I think the Raiders, they pull it out.
Yeah, man. Look good, man. All these lines, and like we're recording this Saturday, this will be put out Saturday night. You'll probably hear it Sunday morning, Saturday night. We're getting all these lines from FanDuel. They may change by the time kickoff, so you better lock them in ASAP.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, this is the first of its kind for this year, week one. It's the man-to-man picks, NFL betting show, whatever you want to call it. We'll see which name we stick with, but lock these picks in. You heard why we're picking them. Shoot, let us know if you're against
us. If you agree, if you disagree.
Us, man. I mean, if you're fading us or you ride, man, let us know. But that was a good one, man. We flew through those, man. And I hope you hit that ticket too, man, that five leg.
Man, best of luck for you on that one too, brother. Get that easy money.
Yeah, man. Good betting out there for y'all, man. Well, holla.
Peace.